after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and my co-host with the mostest.
Nate Seduction, what's up, y'all?
What is good, y'all? It is a beautiful Monday. That means another hot after dusk Monday. That's how we start off your week here on both Life After Dusk Live and the Dust Spot Radio Network. So glad to have you guys on another show. Yes, shout out to me trying to do a task. So, you know, I was kind of real close because, man, I was into that game heavy because it's actually one of my teams playing, North Carolina Tar Heels from Chapel Hill. So, yes. Yeah, it's a very intense game, and they won the national championship last year and they lost. So, I want them to win. It's really bad for me tonight because I'm just tired of all the haters. So, That's the top of the show. So we were a few minutes late, but hey, we here now. Nate, what's good with you?
Nothing much. Another day, just another day in Nate Seduction world.
Most definitely. So what was going on with you this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I really didn't do too much over the weekend. Hung out with my mom. And
so you were in your best behavior.
Was I on my best behavior? I wouldn't say I was necessarily on my best behavior.
Whoa. Hold on. So you stayed in this weekend, and you found a way to still not be on your best behavior.
I was just hanging out with a friend. Well, Thursday I was hanging out with a friend. He came in town. And it was cool seeing him or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in a dating life right now, but hanging with him was pretty cool.
Okay. you know. See, I've known you long enough, and especially now doing this radio show, I get to know you even more. So, I don't know how I should read all that.
I didn't let him give me no head. He wanted to, but I didn't let him.
Oh my. Hey, I tip my hat out to you because I know in times, especially when you're single, and you do the hell you want, it's very easy to do the hell you want. So.
I didn't let him do it.
So you did exercise your superpowers. Okay, good. You stopped yourself, because I'm telling you. Yeah, people be thinking, man, like, because you single, that we all, like, all single people, all we do is we knocking something off every day. That's not necessarily the case. I'm sorry. If that just bored some of y'all, made you leave the show for today, I'm so sorry that bored you, but it is what it is. But as far as it went on with me this weekend, busy weekend, man. I was putting in that work. So I was off from my regular day job. I was off from that from Thursday through on Sunday. I had a bunch of vacation days that I had to get rid of by the 31st, so I threw a bunch of them away, a lot of them away throughout the month. And definitely spent a lot of them the end of the month for the last week. So yeah, I was definitely enjoying myself. I got a chance to do a photo shoot on pretty much almost every day. I did one photo shoot of this one chick, Zaria, aka Z, out here. I got a chance to shoot her, and her pictures were very dope. Shout out to T. T liked it. She was like, oh, she chocolate. I like me some chocolate. So shout out to, yeah, Zaria's bad, man. Like, she, like, I saw Model Mayhem, and then, you know, so I was like, okay, oh, she's nice. And it was crazy. She actually is from Virginia. So that's crazy. Matter of fact, where she's from originally, she's like an hour away from where T says. So, and that, she stays in Alexandria, where she lives out here now. She's been out here for a little bit. So, that was a fun shoot. Then I did one with this professional cricket player that's been all around the world. He became pro at the age of, let's see, he said 5 years, 17. He became pro at the age of 17. So, that was really dope. You said usually people don't usually become pro until his age now, which he's 22. So it was really dope. And I got a chance to shoot him. And we ended up landing the cover for one of the upcoming issues. That's issue number 3 of X25 Fitness Magazine. So big ups to that. And that was my first video. Actually, it's I've done videos here and there with my phone and stuff. This is the first one I did with my camera, and a lot of people loved it. They really loved the job I did, so it's going to encourage me to do more. I'll be shooting my first eye candy video this weekend, so that's going to be interesting. So I get to see what's going on. So. And just a reminder, we're bringing more. I do see the message. It's a reminder, we're bringing on Jay Hype on after the music break. So just hang on tight there, Jay Hype. I see you there. Give us just a moment, sir. Just because we got to bring you in properly. But yeah, so yeah, that was just what we did this weekend. Then also too, my dad. In his co-founder, Black Wall Street Fort Worth, they opened the Black Wall Street Fort Worth marketplace this weekend, this past Saturday. So that was really dope. It was like 10 vendors there. A lot of people came through. It's going to get even bigger because there's enough space outside. I'm in this nice multi-acre lot from like maybe 50 vendors. So it'd be so dope. Because you'll have all these black-owned business owners right there and allowing people to come shop. You don't have to be black to shop. It's just you got to be a black. In order to have a business out there, you got to be a black-owned business. So that's how it all rolls with that. But yeah, so that's what we got coming up. So just as y'all guys did hear me say about a few moments ago, we do our guest for tonight is Jay Hype, who is actually an artist under the Relentless Hustler Entertainment brand. So we'll be bringing him on to interview him. And we also got some of his music tonight, too. So we'll be playing some of his music. So, yeah, a lot coming up, man, right here. And then also, too, I got to make this announcement. The after show, you know, I'll do the after show on Facebook Live. I won't be doing that until after the game. So if you come on there, you look at, you know, people usually come on there, Raiders get lit with me. I won't be on there until after the game. So don't come looking at me, why you ain't started yet? Because it's not going to be on until after the game. So don't ask me a million times. All right. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to our music, first music break. This is the first track we're going to play for tonight. Both music breaks will consist of Jay Hype tracks. This first one is called Dance For Me. Second music break, we'll be playing one called Hype Life. So get ready. We'll be back after this right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction.
She ain't never seen a nigga like me, looking like a fucking bag, plug my moving like a she ain't never seen a nigga like me, with green dreads on my head, make her head running.
My main focus is paper now, my main focus is labor now, I'm trying to boot up my cash flow, I'm trying to boot up my bankroll. Yeah, now I'ma need you to dance for me, private dancer. Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dancer.
Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dancer.
Yeah, I'ma need you to dance for me,
private
dance for me.
You know I love how you move. But I can't only focus on you. Yeah, I got one request, love. Let me ask you. You know how that cash rules all of our moves. Now are you a dancer? Your body's so rude. The attitude don't got manners. No, they can't tell you. Not a damn thing. I'ma sip this liquor, you champagne. Your money strong, you campaign. When you win a spot, you the main thing. You the main thing, you the main thing. Pat it up, peanut butter cup. With the cream filling, shorty so bad. I wanna wipe her, give her cream filling. Let me stop, cause my focus is on seeing millions. I need a life, you want your being, you the CEO. This is paper now. My main focus is labor now. I'm trying to boot up my cash flow. I'm tryna boot up my bankroll. Yeah, now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dancer.
Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dancer.
Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dancer.
Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private
dance for me. Gotta focus on my cash, yeah, on my cash, yeah. But you got me in a trench, yeah. I need a dance, yeah. Gotta focus on my cash, yeah. My cash, yeah, but you got me in the trash, yeah. I need a dance, yeah. She told me she ain't never seen a nigga like me, looking like a fucking bag, plus I'm moving like a truck. And she said she ain't never seen a nigga like me, green dreads on my head, make a bitch run a truck like a breeze, oh. Cause at the end, got me asking for a sequel.
I need parts, so I need you nude in the trench coat. Ooh, ooh, and this shit gon' get romantic.
Time to take over the globe, I would commence with a flow, yeah. I need your body and soul, yeah. I need the money and gold, yeah. Tell me something I don't know, if it's related to dough. I'm gonna stay with LaRose. My main focus is paper now. My main focus is labor now. I'm trying to boot up my cash flow.
I'm trying to boot up my bankroll. Yeah, now I'ma need you to dance for me, private dance. Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dance.
Now I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dance.
Yeah, I'ma need you to dance for me,
private dance
for me.
Yeah, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. That was Dance on Me, Dance on Me. My bad singing. Don't make fun of me. That was Dance on Me by Jay Hype. Right here on Life of the Dust Live. And also me get my biz out the way. I'll let you remind you guys on sponsor for today's show. Today's show? Sponsor for today's show is Audible.com. Shout out to Audible for being a sponsor for today's show, as well as Relentless Hustlers. So let me go ahead and give a plug to both of them. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You can download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ and get started today. And of course, I'm our other sponsor, Relentless Hustler. Go follow Relentless Hustler on all of their social media platforms. That is not only the entertainment brand that brings artists such as Jay Hype to the mix. You also can go there to be able to get some apparel. They have apparel for both men and women. They have t-shirts, hats, some accessories. Ladies, they even got lingerie for you. So check them out. Go follow Relentless Hustler. It's spelled exactly how it is in the English dictionary. Relentless Hustler Entertainment. Look for them all around social media and find out how you can get some of their apparel. So there you go.
Yes, and you can also see me in pictures of their product. I'm a brand ambassador for Relentless Hustler, and I do have pictures in their lingerie as well.
Yes, Nay does have pictures in lingerie. I've actually... You know, I do photography on the side. I actually shot a few ladies in the line in some of the stuff. So definitely check it out. That being said, since we got business in order, we'll go ahead and open up the line for our special guest for today's show. Presented by Relentless Hustler Entertainment, the wonderful, great, and talented Jay Hype. What's up, bro?
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's good, man? Jay Hype in the building.
Yeah, you coming through live than a porn star, so you good to go.
Cool.
But we're glad to have you on the show, man. So I'm gonna see you making some moves out there. I like Dance On Me, man. It's definitely one of those tracks where I can imagine, like, you got, like, you know, you get one of them poles in your room, you get your girl to do, your girl or some, or a lady, or the lady of the evening to be able to dance for you. So, big ups to that, man.
Right. I mean, let me go in, like, definition what the song's about.
Most definitely. So, first off, man, I want to chop on this off from the top. First of all, how do you get the name Jay Hype?
No, I actually got it from my brother. He named me when I was younger, you know what I mean? I was like a hyper little kid, you know what I mean? I was running around doing the most. So, you know, he was like, Hype, because, you know, you're hyper. So, you know what I mean? We call you Hype. And then my middle name is James, and that's after my grandfather. And, you know, we just put it together because it could have just been just Hype. So, Jay Hype, and that's how I came with that. I ran with her. I ain't changed it since. That was like back in '09, something like that.
Yeah. But so basically, man, like you got one your stage name is one of those ones that got a long time meeting before you were even in the entertainment industry.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what's up. Like, cause like Ceti J is basically a derivative. I used to copy Ceti Bear, one of my old jobs, and so I stuck with the Ceti part. Cause I got tired of everybody being Big Sed, and like that song played to me, so I went with Ceti, middle name Jannard, so Ceti J. There you go. So yeah, man.
I feel it.
Oh, like when did you first get into the music industry?
I say probably like in 2000. It's when I start taking it serious.
Yeah. Like, was it something that you always wanted to do, like, or was it something else before music that you really had your mind set on?
See, when I was younger, I used to be a baller. I used to play basketball, and because I'm like a whole 6'4". So, one of my playoff games, my junior year, my shoulder got messed up. And I was kind of just doing, you know what I mean, in the background, just kind of doing it because my brother, he always did it. And I was more serious about basketball, though, you know what I mean? And then I got hurt. I had some scholarship opportunities, and I lost all that when I got hurt when they found out. So I just went full-time on music because I was kind of starting to like that more than basketball anywhere. It was getting old, basketball, I don't know.
But yeah,
that's
you get to that
started.
Point.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, you do tend to get to that point. So I play with football.
Yeah, I don't know. Making music.
So, I got a quick on the fly question then. Who you going for tonight? You going for the Tar Heels or you going for the Bulldogs? There's only one right answer to this.
I'm going to say Tar Heels.
Okay. Good job. That was the right answer.
Hey. Why not? Yeah.
That was the right. If you would say Gonzaga, that was the end of this interview.
Hey, we just getting started.
That was the end. I was like, no, he's out of here. Get him out of here. No, so. No, most definitely, man. So you started taking music more seriously in 2010. Like, who were some of your inspirations to want to do music? Because, of course, you know, like you said, you were in basketball first, and then you started eventually getting into music and take that more seriously. Obviously, there had to be somebody that inspired you.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying my big brother, he was already doing music. So I used to always watch him recording and stuff in his room when I was younger. And, you know, I always took interest to it. I just didn't focus on that because of basketball, you know what I mean? But eventually I ended up moving to a different state and I had nothing to do but play with the music. So playing with the beats, I was making beats, you know what I mean? And I wasn't rapping yet. And I started rapping eventually on the beats that I made because they were sitting, you know? And... you know, the rest, you know, start going crazy.
Now, when did you know that you were actually good at it? Because, yeah, you took it seriously. And then, of course, you know, you had some great inspiration. On what point did you know, okay, I'm actually good at this, so let me definitely stick with it?
I guess the year when I took it seriously, because before I didn't think I was really all that, and I think that was the point when I was, you know, working on it, the sound and stuff, but I was still playing basketball, so I was like, you know, I ain't there yet, so I'm going to just, you know, keep using it as a hobby or leaving it in the hobby stage or whatever, And then after my shoulder got messed up, that's when I, you know what I mean, took it way more serious and started making songs and different beats and stuff, and it was just sounding good. And my peers were listening to it, and they were giving me compliments and whatnot. And, you know, I put together, like, a little mixtape back then and put it out, and it got a cool little response, and, you know, I was like, I think I could do something with this, for real. So I started running with it, you know.
Okay, so be honest, it really was because you had a couple of ladies saying, oh, Jay, hey, if I like this. That's really what it was. Like, tell us the truth.
There were a couple ladies. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to throw it over to Nate real quick. So I'm going to do a bounce pass over to her. All right, Nate.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, I'm Nate Productions.
How you doing, Nate?
Half of Life After Dust. I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm all right. Staying above the bullshit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, my question to you would be, in the entertainment industry, you know, the hip-hop, the R&B, what artists do you look up to?
Like the hip-hop and R&B?
Yeah, what rapper or artist do you look up to?
It's a question I always get stuck on because I look up
Who inspired you? Like, what rappers out here? Like, you know, it can be from new school, it can be old school, you know.
I bet like this, I mean, like, I fuck with the ASAP Rockies and then like that. Well, back in the day, I used to listen to a lot of Wayne, of course. Man, shit. I can't really put my thumb on, like, just one who inspired me, kind of, like, just seeing the different ones be successful and how far they can go from where they start, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be inspiration to me. And, you know, I spend a lot of time in my own craft, so I don't even listen to a lot of music like that.
Okay. That's understandable. If you can change one thing in the entertainment industry, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Let me see. All the little scams out there that they be running, and indie artists be trying to get somewhere. A lot of them, like open mics and things like that, just be scammed in the long run. I guess more access to the people behind the scenes that can do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I put it like that. Then.
Okay, yeah. That does make sense because they do give independent artists a hard time when it comes to shows and stuff in that nature. So,
and I guess certain DJs too, they don't be breaking tracks. I look like that. They don't be breaking records. You gotta go through this and that to get, you know what I mean, DJ to
your record thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I look like that. Go ahead though, my bad.
Oh, you're good, you're fine. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Like, you know, what are your long-term goals when it comes to your music career? And, what are your long-term goals? Like, where do you see yourself?
I see myself having an established career in music. You know what I mean? Or that was something right there with me. Or me with a touch. But, you know what I mean? You know, going on tours, selling out, single venues, all that, just going crazy with the music. but finding other little ventures to invest in if, you know what I mean, things do go out where with,
right.
You know, I just like blowing checks. I'm interested in real estate too, so maybe something like that. I don't know, just being successful and spending my money wisely. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Definitely got to spend your money wisely.
What else you got for me?
So, I'm going to get a little personal, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get a little personal. So what's going on with your love life? You single? You taking? You dating? What's going on with that?
I'm single right now. Straight like that. I'm chilling. I ain't doing too much. I'm focused. I'll be like that on the music.
Ah, okay, yeah, I feel it. I feel it sometimes. You know, you got to put business first.
Mm-hmm. Not too many distractions.
Most definitely, because relationships can distract you. Definitely can. Can catch you off guard.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm chilling.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good. Huh?
I can't ask no questions?
Oh, no, you can't definitely. We don't get guests do that all the time.
Go ahead. What you want to ask?
What about you? Let me get personal too.
Oh.
What's your status?
Huh?
What's your status?
My status, I'm just chilling right now, focusing on my modeling, you know.
Wow.
Just chilling.
I said, so we got that in common and we both focused.
Yeah, definitely. I'm focused. You know, I'm in college right now as well. I'm in college to be a paralegal.
Are you super focused then? I'm trying to get like you.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, take some notes, honey. I am super focused.
You feel me then? I mean, we on the same page, I thought, so. Focus,
yeah, I can give you some pointers. Staying dedicated is absolutely the key, and you know you got to push yourself, and you got to want it more than anybody else want it. You got to want it for yourself, because if you don't want it for yourself, then it's no point in doing it. You feel me? So you got to want it for yourself.
Yeah. Real.
So what's your zodiac sign? Let me dig a little. Let me get a little bit more personal. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh Lord, what the hell?
Oh no! Don't tell her that.
Hell no!
You was about to dig the dog. You told her that.
I had to be Taurus. Oh my God!
You was in the door. She said that one, man.
Hey, what happened
with
you? That's a red flag. Man, I got the red flag.
What's wrong with Tauruses? Y'all sneaky as fuck.
Sneaky. Them niggas Tauruses sneaky. Not this one.
Shit, this one be killing. He was a little sneaky ass bitch. That's what he was. Sneaky.
You know what? Maybe he lied. Maybe he lied. Maybe that guy wasn't a tourist. I mean, he lied about everything else.
Yeah.
Y'all
tourists,
y'all sneaky. Y'all come on. But y'all seductive too. Y'all sneaky and seductive at the same damn time.
Seductive?
Yeah, sneaky and seductive. That's what they, yeah.
SS.
I know, it's like, what do you do with it?
I just take the seductive part and run with that.
I'm just saying.
I ain't never been called sneaky.
Shit. Y'all. Y'all some good liars.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Wrong bull, man.
Anything else you want to ask me since you want to ask questions?
You got it right now. You got it. I'm all ears.
I got it. Okay. I got the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you working on right now? Like, what's your next project you got coming out?
Right now, I got this track called, well, it's not getting ready to come out, but it's a track that I'm working towards, and it's called All of That. It's like a club banger type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to gather enough, you know, attention, I guess you could say, before out.
You got a nice seduction track coming out?
You said what?
You got a nice seduction track coming out?
A Nate production?
Said he didn't catch that. I don't think he caught it.
I caught what you said. I heard what you said. She said you got a she said you have a Nay seduction track coming out.
Nay seduction. Hey.
I go by Nay seduction. I was being funny. My name is
Nate
Seduction. I go by.
Oh, see, I'm trying to help, trying to bring you back. You're messing up.
Hey, I was lost, but yeah, nah, Nate Seduction.
I was trying to throw the overhead pass to you, man.
Hey, we can make that happen off top. You know what I mean, Nate Seduction. Featuring J.I. or J.I. featuring Next Seduction. How are you trying to do it? You know, that's coming real soon, too. I'm about to shoot a video this weekend for a song. I ain't going to put that out yet. I'm doing that. But most definitely, you know, go check that. The video out for Dance For Me. It's on YouTube right now. It's okay. Nobody, you know, y'all ain't seen it yet. Search J Hive, you know, and then type in Dance For Me. It should pop up. And the single's available too. Anywhere music is sold, you know, like iTunes, Google Play, all that. But for the most part, and that's what I got going on. Well, I got a show coming up on the 20th. At what is this place called? Lavish Bistro, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's by Combine Magazine and AUM Radio. I guess they're hosting it, and I'm gonna be out there turning up. So, you know, mark that day, 420. Everybody know that day. Be out there. That's about it. Not I can think of at least.
Well, I'm gonna jump in the time machine. Here's my question for you: how did you end up linking with Relentless Hustle Entertainment?
All right, so like on the side, I do videography too. And when I have
to
I mean, Nay, you link up.
I'll be in Atlanta April 28th. I'll be the leading lady for PBG The Prince video shoot. So I'll be in Atlanta from April 28th until April 30th.
Damn, it's crazy. April 20th is my birthday.
April 28th, your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Coming out to, I'll be at Atlantis. I don't know if you heard of Atlantis. It's a club. Atlantis is in Atlanta. I'll be there April 28th.
And you never know, she might dance for you. Ha ha, see what I did there?
But that, shit, where we at?
But, okay, so, another question, my final question for you. So let me jump back, because you talked about doing videography, but you didn't go any further. How did you go on link with Relentless Hustler?
So I was doing the videography for him. And he was dealing with another artist at the time, and I was, like, you know, putting little videos together for my YouTube, or he'll send me some footage, because the artist, I don't think he was in the same state, or they had a camera and it went out and shot. I was just editing it for him. And pretty much, he started dealing with this other artist, and I guess he kind of booked me to come shoot a video for him. You know what I mean? I guess I met him in. Basically, I was doing videos for him, you know what I mean, pretty much. And eventually, I like, you know, I do music myself, and I'm an indie artist. And, you know, pretty much, he checked my stuff out. Our relationship got a little cooler and cooler, you know what I mean? And basically, it just happened. You know, like, hey, let's try to push something to yours, you know?
That's how it works out sometimes. Sometimes it's, you do one thing, it kind of leads to another. Hey, I wanted to start a magazine first. The radio show actually, but I ended up doing the radio show first, and that actually helped me more start a magazine. So, yeah, sometimes your other gifts help you in the thing you're trying to move most.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured how it would go. I mean, is you basically playing my angle of what I could bring to the table, and you know, it worked out, I guess, my favor. And yeah.
Hey, my other final question for you, before we go, and play your next track. Cause we got another track for you to play before we go into another one of everyone's favorite segments on the show. Tell me about, like, what was the inspiration behind making Dance For Me, and what was the inspiration behind making High Flight?
All right, the inspiration behind Dance For Me is, it's like, you know how there's some men or women, pretty much people who they got a bad habit with spending money when it's not time to spend money. They need to be saving for real. And they know they're supposed to be saving. But instead, they get seducted by or pulled in by some type of seduction or something. And they're just spending their money, you know, not how they're supposed to be. So, you know what I'm saying? Dance For Me, I don't know if that dude went to the strip club knowing he's supposed to be saving. He just starts, you know what I mean, making it rain on one of the strippers or something. He knows he's supposed to be focusing on his cash, but she got him in a trance. Something of that nature, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right, shoot, sure. It is tax season, too. So, you know, that's a perfect time to send a drug.
That's what I'm saying. It came out at the perfect time, for real.
Perfect time. Mad dudes spending their tax money.
But, yeah, that's Dance For Me. And then High Flight is kind of like I guess I'm just kind of talking about my life a little bit. Some of the things I used to do in the past. And, you know, it's kind of like somewhat a storytelling song. You know what I mean? But I'm from Portland, Oregon. And, you know, things are a little different out there. Well, not a little different. They're way different out there than they are out here. For real.
And, you know, I'm just kind of touching the base of some stuff that happened out there in that city before I came out here.
That's just the hype life.
You just, hold on, wait, did you just say Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, from Oregon. When you hear Portland, Oregon,
that, my my big brother, he actually, that's where he lives. He lives in Portland.
Is he in the industry? He doing anything in the industry?
Yes, he is actually. He go by Monty Blaze. He's out there. He's also in the cannabis growing industry as well.
Yeah, he out there in Oregon, dude, for real.
Yep, for real, for real.
With that being said, oh man,
but, yeah. I actually got a chance. I went out there, man. I went out there and I got treated. Man, they treated me like a king. I went out there, for some shows, and man. I got some women out there, man. I got to stay with them light skins in Portland.
Hey, I'm from out there, so who you telling?
I got to stay away from them light skins, man. I got to stay away from them.
What we do to you?
Man, them light skins in Portland, man. Goodness.
I'm light skin, okay?
Yeah, I know. You definitely fit right into my point about Oregon. I gotta say, there's some light skins up in Portland. Cause that's pretty much all you see. It's made like if you're a dark skinned dude. Oh, you are like they love you. They're like, oh my god, the dark skinned dude. Ah! They lose it. Because you're a rarity out there.
Hey, there's a few brothers, man. A couple of us. My brother.
Yeah, but it ain't that many. I was told that right off the cuff when I got there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of white folks here.
Yeah, most of the people are like mixed there. Mixed with like 10 different backgrounds. My goodness.
They all got Native American in them, though. Everyone.
Yep. But see, what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play your other track. We're gonna come back. We want you to tune into our next segment, which is pretty crazy. And then we're gonna ask you a few final questions. So, definitely hope you stay around for that, my friend.
Oh yeah, I'm chilling.
All right, so this is Hype Life. This is a little bit about Jay Hypeman. So second track, we played Dance For Me earlier. About to play Hype Life now. Check it out, y'all. We'll be back after this.
Relentless Hustler Entertainment. Yeah, finesse around the A move. In my game, ain't no hype life. Yeah, they tell me that I change, ain't no right, right. Yeah, you mediocre joker, live a hype life. There ain't no right price. They tell me that I change, ain't no right price. A hype life, live a hype life. Yeah, you mediocre joker, live a hype life. Just remember, you knew me as a jit. Yeah, I used to move as violence, hit it lit. Cause I had no pops off the rip. Why my life a movie way off a script? Play all the roles, stay in no lanes. Like what's the limit, focus on game. Drive through the hell before I rain. Yeah, picture me change, tread life like a man. Whoa. I'm trying to figure how I'ma differ. Whoa. I'm counting figures, double it flipper. Whoa. My flow is river, poke it, I split up. Whoa. I do it clear, but giving them quivers. Your sight bright, glowing like a nightlight. Life right, the views at the right height. She lit a dyke life, couldn't ride that high bike. Three blind mice, nigga, what a right fight. Yeah, the messing around the A move, type kite. The best in my game, ain't no hype life. Yeah, they tell me that I change, ain't no right price. Yeah, you mediocre joker, live a hype life. There ain't no right price. They tell me that I change, ain't no right price.
just watch your mood. Cause shit can get real risky, don't make the news. Tryna send a hoe that bitch, see you bout to lose. Took my talents down south, now in Atlanta. Jack boys really plotting, so I throw a hammer. Illustrated on my routes, dirty boys and hampers. Home invasions and robbers, most boys you can't trust. Leveled up, I move a little different now. R.I.P. to my blood, they shot him in a frown. Cause he was lifting weights, bitch, and had a pound. But he couldn't replace when I skipped the town. I'm tight, bright, glowing like a nightlight. Get my life right, this muse at the right height. She lit that dyke light, couldn't ride that high bike. Three blind mice, snitching for the right way.
Right here on Life at the Dust Live, brought to you by Audible.com and Relentless Hustler ENT. Oh, so during the break, bro, before I go into the list, during the break, I was watching a Dance For Me video.
Hey.
That white girl got a fucking ass. Shit.
Shout out to Valentina Ferrari. That's her IG. I'll go look her. Go follow her. You know me. She showed up and performed at the video shoot. Yeah.
Man, as soon as that lingerie came on, I was like, I can tell. You know somebody got a nice little butt because you can see from the front. I was like, nah, okay. I think I'm going to be full. She's going to turn around. It's going to be pancakey and stuff. That mess had a perfect shape to it. Everything. I was like, where did that come from? I was tripping out during the commercial, during the music break. So I was trying to listen to Ice Life and listen to that at the same time. I'm like, what is? And watch that video. God damn.
Valentina. Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that,
you gotta leave that in the comment section.
I am. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going back to go do that. I'm leaving a comment like, hey, where was that? I mean, goodness. And she had the Black Hefner logo right there. I was like, good. Okay.
Bow.
Too much. It's like, bow. You couldn't miss it. Goodness.
Man, you knew what he was doing when he was designing them.
Yeah, because that Black Hefner, man, he be sitting at the perfect spot every time. He be riding nipples. He always find a way to sneak his way around shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good times. It made me forget what today's list was. Nah, I ain't forget today's list was. I'm fucking around. Okay, so y'all know every Monday we bring you something we call the six. The six is we come up a topic and we name six things. We give you a list of six pertaining to that topic. So the six is Barabee people. Nay, you know I brought this up before, but it's time for part two. I'm going to change it up a little bit.
What
I'm tired of seeing on social media. What I'm tired of seeing on social media, part two.
Okay,
so, Nay, you are the beautiful women. You get to go first. What's something that you're getting tired of seeing on social media?
I'm tired of seeing these females complaining about their baby daddy when they already knew their baby daddy was a chick. I'm tired of seeing it. It's really irritating. Like, seriously, like, sis, you knew he was a chick. You knew he was a chick. And you up here complaining about him. I'm so confused. Like, girl, shut up.
She, you know what? She knew he wasn't shit when he said, let me just put the tip in.
She knew he wasn't shit. And when he laid, when she laid down with that.
Shit, when he said, hey, girl, I go half, you want to go half on the gas of me? And he only, and he going, you know, and he only need $5. He going to put $5 in the tank, so you going to go half of me. You knew he wanted shit,
like,
he told you, let's go half on the gas.
Like, I don't got no kids of my own, but one thing I can say is if I had a child and their father wasn't shit, I'm not going to blast him on social media. I'm going to deal with him 101. I'm not going to put it on social media.
Bam.
She said, give him a call.
Okay. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to pop up on you. That's how we're going to deal with that.
I did that, though.
Different breed of females. You can plan about your baby daddy on Facebook. I'm gonna just pop up at his house, put sugar in his gas tank, bust his windows out his car, and he might act right after that.
Damn.
Well, that leads me to number two. Speaking of babies, I'm glad you brought that up, Nate. I know you saw us on Facebook earlier that I put. I think I said this in part one. But maybe I didn't get to that. Let me be a little more specific. The last time I think I said pictures. Now I'm going on another entity. Stop doing cute videos of ugly ass babies. You know your baby is not cute enough to be doing cute videos. Ooh, coochie coochie coo, and them he making them ugly ass faces. He look dingy as fuck. You ain't fucking took. You ain't changed his diaper before he got on the video. His daddy ugly or his mama ugly, whatever. And you got the nerve to put his ass or her ass on the fucking camera and make him do a cute fucking baby video. Your baby is not cute. If your baby not cute enough, don't do it. And if you're asking me, how do you know if your baby's cute enough to do cute videos? Go on your Facebook and take one of them ugly ass pictures. Take one of them ugly ass kids, some of them ugly ass babies, put it on Facebook and do a poll with people who you don't absolutely know and ask them if your baby, tell them to be honest. Let's be honest, please. Let's be honest. Is my baby cute? Three to five uglies, don't do no cute videos of your baby. You get three to five cutes, then your baby can do them. But good God, man. Some of y'all, goodness, man. I saw a video of child so damn ugly. I literally almost lost my fucking lunch. Like, I had a cold this weekend, but I saw the ugly ass baby, and the fucking cold disappeared quick as hell. Stop doing cute videos of your ugly ass baby. So we go to me on the next one. But since she on here, we're gonna let you go. So Jay, what is of you are tired of seeing on social media? This would be three, by the way, people.
What I'm tired of seeing on social media. Man, I think I'm tired of seeing that Catch Me Outside girl.
Man, please, bro.
She be driving me crazy, man. She like 10.
I'm over it, man. I'm over it. Like, it's not funny no more.
Catch Me Outside, how about it? Catch Me Outside, how about it?
Like, we here for the phrase, not you. Yeah, then she got a reality show coming out. Like, that's what I know this dude is too much. Like, goodness.
Well, yeah,
I agree, bro.
You gotta go. But she ain't going nowhere. We both know it. All talk.
All three of us, man. She gonna put all three of us. Alright, Nate. Number four. What is something that you are tired of seeing on social media?
I'm about to get on y'all niggas. I'm tired of seeing these niggas complaining about their baby daddy or complaining. I mean,
I mean,
complaining about their baby mamas and complaining that bitch is not shit. Like, bro, you knew she wasn't shit when you went over her house and her mattress was on the floor. You knew she wasn't shit. So, don't complain now, but you've been fucking it, though. Like, but now you complaining bitches ain't shit. You knew she wasn't shit when you fucked her. You knew she wasn't shit when she ain't got shit. Her TV is on the floor. You knew she wasn't shit. Her mattress is on the floor. She got roaches. You knew she wasn't shit. Cut it out.
Maybe he thought that he could make her become something, like build her up a little bit.
Shit, he ain't shit either.
Well, then damn, they both ain't shit.
These niggas don't be shit right along with these ain't shit bitches.
Damn.
I'm motherfucking tired of it. I'm tired of it.
You know what? You know what, Nate? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into me and Jay Hype, we're going to go into business, and we're going to start a business called Build a Baby Mama or Baby Daddy. You come in there, you get to pick every little thing you want your baby mama or baby daddy.
You funny as hell. And this another thing that goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about is I'm tired of bitches talking about they got their own place. Knowing damn well, five of the bitches who live in that house live in the group home, sis. Cut it out. Yes, I'm petty today. I'm very petty today.
they rotate who got the house alone for the weekend. All right, girl. See, girl, it's my weekend.
Who got the master bedroom this week?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You funny as hell, Fetty. You did it.
Nah, man, I know a chick. A sad thing, I know some chicks like that. Very sad. I mean, at least go buy a blower, air mattress.
Okay.
They be having a damn pallet on the ground.
Air mattress with the pillow top. These niggas be thinking these bitches bad and bougie. The bitch when the bitch got a pallet on the floor. What's the fuck? To be sharing clothes with her friend and shit.
So sharing clothes and lace friends.
And I hate when bitches be like, "Oh, you tried to talk to my friend, bitch." He probably thought it was you. Y'all be sharing clothes and shit.
Yeah. She's getting on them.
Okay, so number five on things I'm tired of seeing on social media. I think I said it before. No, I haven't said it on the show before, but I've said it, but never in the list. I'm tired of some of these damn filters, man. Kill them.
Oh dear.
Kill these goddamn dog filters on Snapchat. I'm tired of dog filters.
You know why I love that dog filter? Because I'm a dog right along with you niggas. Because I'm a dog right along with you niggas.
Nope, that's not going to work.
I'm big dog.
I call that. Snapchat has a bunch of things, has a bunch of filters I call part of their thought package. The dog filter is part of the thought package. The one where the girl all of a sudden make like she got on makeup, that filter, that's part of the thought package.
The hair.
Yes, the flowers. You knew what I'm talking about. And then the flowers, they all of a sudden, they light skin and look, shit. Yeah.
They eyes turn hazel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, y'all know what? I'm gonna help Snapchat make a filter right now. Let's get a filter where, because y'all like to sit here and lie. Let's get an edges filter. Let's get one where it make your edge like you got some edges. Just get an edges filter. Just put that out there. And
how about no makeup?
Guys should
no
not be doing
filter.
It. If you're a guy, you're doing any of them filters, bruh, just go ahead and turn your man. Let's go ahead and turn in your masculinity card right now, because that's the gayest shit ever. If I see a guy with a fucking dog filter, licking at the dog filter, licking at the screen, you knew that shit. Come on, bro. I need you to stop me. Y'all stop abuse. Please stop you. And please, 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 why I'm on these filters? Because I got more to go. Why I am on these damn filters? Can y'all please stop doing the swap faces one? Because it goes back to what I said, number two. Y'all be swapping faces these ugly ass kids. And I don't want to see your ugly ass kid on your ugly ass kid head. Without you got your ugly ass kid face on you. I don't want now we playing games with ugly face. No. In that filter too. Face swapping.
Since you're talking shit, Steady, I'm about to take a picture on Snapchat with the dog filter. Since you want to talk shit.
Yeah.
Now
you got some lingerie, I'll let you make it. I'll give them at the dog for the day. You can do what the fuck you want to do then.
Because
I'm not looking at the filter. At that point, I'm not looking at the filter. So there you go. All right, so Jay, if that leaves you with the final one out of six, number six. And again, what are things you're tired of seeing on social media?
Let me think. I mean, no disrespect to the females who, I don't know, like, all them photo shoots that don't be like, they all say they be models, but they be kind of doing it like with their camera phone, or just be some off photo shoot. You know what I mean?
Spit, bruh.
Instagram models.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you call it Instagram models or whatever.
Nah, you ain't even lying, man.
I see that. I see every female on that.
I mean, bruh, I had a
boofy old model.
She sent me some Instagram. She sent me some pictures she took. That she took some selfies, sent them in to me, and told me that was her magazine submission.
Oh,
I wanted to how you get her ass right through the fucking phone.
I mean, some people just—they just don't know no better, I guess.
It's a retard.
And what kills me after they put them kind of pictures up. All of a sudden, they never done no real photo shoot. All of a sudden, they got booking information on their Instagram.
Thank God I'm a real model. Thank God.
Because if you were a name, I'd be roasting the hell out of you right now. If you was doing that shit.
Everybody know I'm a real model. I got receipts on top of receipts.
All you gotta do is go to justmy.com in the video section. You can go see those videos that Nate put out.
Right.
Yeah, Jay Hype, if you haven't seen Nate's videos, I recommend you do.
like music videos?
Like she has the World Star like promo video type vibe. She has some of two of those videos out.
Oh yeah, where can I tune in at?
YouTube. You can find it on YouTube, NAYY Seduction.
Okay, I'm gonna go check you out ASAP.
You will thank me later. You will thank me later, sir. That's definitely not an Instagram model.
Oh man. But yeah, I don't know, some be getting paid for it and some just be doing it to the world for somebody.
That's the beginning. I know you're over there searching. Why are you doing that? I'm gonna hit you these last couple of questions. My second to last question is, if today was your last day and you could think of all the crazy things you would do in the next 24 hours, what would you do?
Crazy things. You talking about like
anything, like
anything. You ain't, it's just whatever come to mind. You got 24 hours. You do whatever you want to do.
Rob banks, all kind of shit. Fuck bitches, rob banks, all kind. Let
me go out. I'm gonna go to Dubai and go rob a Dubai prince, damn it, and get away with it. Because I'm about to die, so you know they can't catch me or kill me while I'm doing it. And fucking from Dubai, I go to Africa and smoke a blunt with my uncle because I ain't never met him. Yeah, that's
well,
what I'll
see,
do right there.
You think it's big, man?
I don't know.
He's talking about robbing a Dubai prince. That is thinking big. Yeah, that's thinking big right there.
Or shit, go scuba diving,
hours,
damn it.
My last 24 hours, I will fuck Trey Songz and August Alsina at the same damn time.
So they're gonna let them run a train on you? Is that what you're telling them? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. My husband and my boyfriend, yes. I would. And all without seeing them.
Okay. All right. I need to ask Snapchat for a filter request. Okay.
I let them. Or if I fuck one day, then a couple hours later, fuck the next one, same day. That's my husband and my boyfriend. And they beefing right now. They beefing over me right now. Like, it's crazy.
I said, what they beefing
about? They is beefing for real, though. For real. Not over me, though, but they is beefing.
I'm not going to do this with you today, Nate. Just not going to do this.
You know I'm crazy, Steady. You know.
Okay, so my second to last, my last question is, where can people, instead of follow you on the show, we call it stalk you. So how can people stalk you?
On my Instagram, that's probably where I'm the most active, and that's J_HYFE. That's J Hype. On my YouTube, you know, search J Hype on YouTube, videos will pop up. I'm on the Relentless Hustler page too. Instagram and the website, relentlesshustler.com. That's the best place to find me right now.
Yeah. Babe, we appreciate you for coming to the show. It was definitely a good time. I'm glad to have you. I'm coming to a good interview. And you were very fun at playing our list game. We've had some guests that have been extra lane in the list game. Oh, man, you know, you already know what I'm talking about, Nate. You know one of the people I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to reach to the phone and karate chop that dude. But again, man, you are a great, great guest. You were like, what I like about you, we didn't give you no pre-screen questions. You just went with the punches, and we appreciate you for playing along with that, man. So definitely glad you came through.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me, you know. Like I said, y'all go check out the new single, Dance For Me, you know, wherever music is available, and the video's on YouTube, too. And, yeah, shout out to Life After Dusk Live, y'all. That was cool, man. Shout out to Navy Seduction. Y'all go follow her, Navy Seduction, on Instagram.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to go on your video and make that comment because that white girl had a fucking butt. It wasn't sloppy. Because sometimes these white girls be having a nice butt, but it be sloppy and cottage cheesy. It had a nice shape to it.
I guess she'd be in the gym. I don't know.
But she had that Black Captain logo right there. Oh, wow. Lord. So again, everybody, let everybody know if you want to catch the show, you missed any part of it, I know we got you. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CDDYJ. CDDYJ. It's also for free on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio app, and of course, we should release the interviews as well on dustspot.com/dustspotradio. So check it out there. Nate, do you have any final things that you want to let everybody know before we move out?
Definitely appreciate you coming on, Jay Hyatt. We definitely appreciate it. April 28th through April 30th, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, shooting a music video with PBG the Prince. I'll be his leading lady. So shout out to him for personally asking me to be his leading lady in his new video coming out called In the Building. Shout out to Relentless Hustler for always fucking with me and asking me to be a brand ambassador. I'll be shooting with him again as well in Atlanta, Georgia. And July 21st through July 23rd, I will be in Miami, Florida, shooting another promo. Y'all seen this promo video that I did. The next one will be in Miami, Florida.
With
So Gorilla Film. So shout out to So Gorilla Film. And, yeah, that way, that's how we doing that.
Okay, yeah, that one, the first one, great. Second one, great. You haven't let me down yet. You have lived up to expectations.
Just wait for this Miami one. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Definitely going to be crazy.
That's what's up. Shoot, new issue of Him and Cameras magazine is out. Make sure you go check that out. Out issue 36. Go check that out. dustspot.com/humancameras magazine. You can check that out. Also, I'll make sure you if you're in the Dallas Fort Worth area, or you'll be the Dallas Fort Worth area. If you are a black business owner, you can go to go to the Black Wall Street Fort Worth. Our marketplace group Facebook, and you can go there. Register is free. All of April is free for vendors to post up onto the marketplace. You're not going to find a place that's that popping and allow vendors to sell their stuff for free. So go there, go be a vendor. Remember, black owned business. You go there and you can sign up for free. It could be food, jewelry, heck, whatever you want to sell. Long as it's legal, I'm going to be, because hey, we, you know, can't be that illegal, or we're going to get the damn marketplace shut down. So long as it's legal, you can sell it at the marketplace. Also, another announcement, new submission deadlines have been dropped for Human Canvas. One was already out there, the May, June one has already been out there. That was due May 8th. The one for July, August is up now. That is due June 28th. So go check them out. See where you fit in. Get the submission in. Remember, you must be a member of DustSpot.com to submit. If you're not, you don't get the door, and the knob is going to slam you in the ass. There you go. All right. That being said, we end the show. How we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a...
Maze, there is a way.
You tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. Again, shout out to our special guest, Jay Hype, in the building for coming through. Shout out to our sponsors, Audible.com, as well as Relentless Hustler Entertainment. We appreciate you guys. The after show will be in about 30 minutes. So, yeah, very late after show. I will be on my Facebook Live. Go to Ceddy J Dusk, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, D-U-S-K. And you can find me on Facebook and be able to go to my live. Nay, are you doing an after show tonight?
I might go live later. I might.
She might. See, y'all never know. Sometimes she rewards y'all. So you just got to be. She usually mentions it in my live. So go check it out. She gonna let you know she gonna do one or not. We'll be there again. Jay High, thank you for coming through, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, man.
No problem.
I'll be there, everybody. Yeah.
All right, we out. Peace.
Peace.